This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Three-time first-team All-Pro. Three-time interception leader. Yes, Chris.
Let me tell you what you need to know.
All right.
He played for Bill Belichick. He played for Bill Parcells. He played for Jimmy Johnson. He played for Tom Landry. He played for legendary Grambling coach Eddie Robinson. He played for some of the greatest coaches of all time. He's got a Super Bowl ring, too.
All right. Well, we are joined by, like you said, Super Bowl champion on your home of the Cowboys, Everson Walls. Everson, how's it going today, man?
Cubby Walls.
I'm going well. It's going well. You guys need you got Corona help over there. What's going on?
Hey, Rona going to do what Rona going to do.
Yeah, man. Is it the equipment or is it the help you guys have over there? What's going on?
No, Reg is awesome. It's got to be the equipment. We call it Gators in the system because they're in the pimp cup over there, and sometimes the buffering happens. You know technology.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. All too well.
Now, Everson, last time you and I talked, it was during a Cowboys happy hour, and I think it was Mickey asked the question about who would be the toughest team left on the Cowboys' schedule, and you and I agreed that it was going to be the Buffalo Bills. It turns out it was just the rest of the Cowboys' schedule that was tough for them instead.
But that was crazy. I hated to – what you could see with the Cowboys at that time was that their run defense was really under par. And it was going to be a problem because the Cowboys defense could never get off the field. So you could see that. I mean, you could see that coming, not just in that game, but you could see it coming in the ensuing games as well. We just couldn't stop anybody. And it really made for a season that, you know, when you look at Dak's season, I think it affected his season a lot with his, even though his numbers were amazing, the pressure was on him at all times. I got to score every time I get the ball. Mm-hmm. And so it was unfortunate. And hopefully what they've done this year in the draft, picked up some good players, some good corners, you know, a couple of good linebackers, mm-hmm. and that maybe the moves with the D tackles, you know, with McCoy, I'm hoping that turns out to be one of those Everson Walls to the New York Giants situations, you know what I'm saying? That would be real
good.
Get
that ring.
Rejuvenation in his career. Which ended up helping, you know, I ended up helping the Giants win, but hopefully that can be what McCoy's story is as well.
Now, Everson, the big name that's getting floated around right now is Jamal Adams at safety. And everybody wants the Cowboys to go, hey, go get that guy. Put him on this team, and this is going to be a completely different team. You haven't played back in that area, back in the secondary, and being dominant back there. Now, you're a guy that like to get a lot of interceptions, but being a dominant at that position, how important is having elite talent there? Because the Cowboys haven't had elite talent in the safety position in the last decade.
That's very true. You know, to me, playing safety, I always looked at it as a demotion because, you know, I thought being a cornerback was really the ultimate place to be. It was the ultimate competitive, you know, event for me almost every play. But when you're at safety, all you have to do is be crafty. You just have to study. And I've always thought the safety doesn't have to be this amazing, dynamic player. All he has to do is be consistently good. And I'm looking for that right now. But when you're looking at a Jamal Adams, this guy is totally different. He's way past consistent. He is, to me, he is dynamic. He could be one of those guys that could change a game without even getting an interception. Just his physicality alone really could make a difference in our secondary. And, you know, it is wishful thinking, but if I was Spags would point out right here about how the numbers don't work and how with his salary. So he would be that Debbie Downer.
And, are you there? So,
I love my boy Spags, but he's a, when it comes down to it, he's that Debbie Downer. And but he's also accurate. And those things, as much as they sound good, it's just not I don't know how feasible it would be for the Cowboys.
Yeah, they are not known for the last 10 years of paying their secondary. In the meanwhile, we're talking about switching from corner to safety. There has been rumors of Chido Awuzie maybe making that move, or Mike Nolan wanting him to do that. Do you think that would be hard for him? You've been keeping up with this team very well.
Yeah, you know, Awuzie, to me, I always thought, even I always complained about the lack of ball presence, his athletic ability is very, very high. And but when you play at safety, you have to have a safety's mentality. You have to have poise, and you have to read the field. You have to anticipate. And one of the aspects of being a good cornerback is the fact that we are more aggressive. Our temperament is more of aggression. And I don't know if Awuzie can dial it down in that manner. It'd be great if he could. I swear it would be. But when you're talking about changing, I was always a safety first going from high school all the way to my early years in college. So the switch for me was more seamless than it would be from a true cornerback. And I think that's what Awuzie is. He's a true corner. That would be a tough gig to make. First of all, I got to see him catch a damn interception. If he can catch an interception, then we have hope. I just want to see him catch one. That's all I want to see.
You bring up the interceptions because a lot of people may not remember, but you, when you started as a rookie, you led the league in interceptions. Was it 13 that year or was it 11?
It was 11. Man, I could count so high. You want to count preseason to Pro Bowl?
Run down your interceptions, please.
Like maybe 20 interceptions from preseason all the way to Pro Bowl. So. But no, really, 11 in the regular season, and I'm very proud of that. But at that time, you know, 11 was really second. It was the second highest number in that decade. If you guys recall, Lester Hayes, if I'm not mistaken, he had 13 in the regular season the previous season. Mm. Now, you know, I dare put an asterisk on it. I'm not much for asterisks, but I dare put an asterisk on it because he had to stick them all over his body. I mean, he could catch the ball with his elbow. You know, but I never did use that, and so once they took away his stick 'em, I don't think he got more than 3 interceptions for his entire season, his entire career.
And so. You telling the truth, and you actually led the league in interceptions again. I mean, that's a rare feat to do it twice in your career. With that being said, let's move it back up to 2019-2020. It drove me crazy watching Chido and a couple other guys never looking back at the quarterback. Please tell anybody who wants to make interceptions the key to – I mean, you're the guy to make it. All the picks, man.
Anybody,
pick master. You're a thief. You're a Thurman thief. Tell them how to do it, how to create these turnovers.
I have been blessed to coach some kids lately in a couple – just in camps. I'm not much for coaching per se or the politics of it, but as far as dealing with the kids, man, I love to see them. I love to see the look in their eyes when I show them a different way to go. Coaches are just, I'm sorry, Texas coaches might be some of the worst in the country when it comes to high school coaches because they're teaching these kids to look for the receiver, to throw his hands up first, and then you, that is such BS. When the ball is in the air, the distinction between receiver and defensive back is gone, okay? There is no distinction. You are both the same. You both have the right to the ball. So I would try to teach the kids to, first of all, get yourself in position to make the play on the ball first. Then you have to think as a receiver, once you recognize his route, what he's trying to run. And so you position yourself accordingly. We've seen routes before. They're nothing new. They're post corners, deep in cuts, out routes, and flies. I mean, basically, that's what you're looking at. They don't change. If you want to be effective, then learn how to catch the ball, first of all. And second of all, repetition. You have to cover every day, all day, to where you can recognize a route from a receiver the minute he comes off the line of scrimmage.
And there were a lot of question marks about the, you know, Coach Chris Richard's technique and what he was teaching. Maybe they need you, Everson, to go teach them a little bit better technique right now. What do you think?
I was happy with Chris when he first came because his defense in Seattle was known as a ball-hawking defense. You look at Richard Sherman. I believe the young man's name was Maxwell. He was on the other side. Both of those guys are playing well. I think Maxwell ended up getting hurt. But that entire Earl Thomas, these guys were turnover happy. To me, and I know this is for a fact, this is what I know, what happened with me. If you have one guy that's able to show that he can make plays on the ball and he's able to show how important that is to a team, we're not just talking stats. We're talking about how important it is for an individual to get a turnover. Knocking the ball down is great, but when you get that turnover, all of a sudden it becomes contagious for the rest of your teammates. Everywhere I've gone, I don't know if it's just – I got it from somebody. I don't know who I got it from. I'm watching TV. But as everywhere I went, when I made interceptions, others did as well. It just became your mantra. Let's pick this off. Let's make a play. I mean, you know, we took that for granted back in the 80s. We really did. We took it for granted. I need to be talking about interceptions matter because nobody gave a damn about interceptions. Thurman Steeves, Michael Downs, Dennis Thurman, Charlie Waters was known for getting interceptions. All these guys, that was our culture, and we kind of ignored it as if it was a given right. That's something you have to work on. It's a culture that you create. And now that culture has disappeared here in Dallas. And I think if we have that culture again, man, Cowboys be in the Super Bowl right now because you stick that culture with the offense that we have and that we have had for a decade, you're looking at an entirely different outlook on what the Cowboys' history might be.
Cowboys legend Everson Walls joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And you talk about that offense, and that's something that they invested in the draft this year. They said, hey, we're going to go ahead and add another receiver. And now you have what we all believe is three high-quality receivers at the position. Mike Bassick's gone as far as saying that he thinks CeeDee Lamb, based on watching him at OU, is going to end up being the greatest Cowboys wide receiver of all time.
And I'm just watch out now. Here we go.
I'm kind of curious as to, you know, how defenses, like, what are they going to look at this off this trio of receivers and Dak and say, man, this is going to kill us all day today?
Well, they've been doing that. When you look at really one of my favorite receivers, and I love all the Cowboys receivers, one of my favorite receivers was Cobb. You know, when we lost him, I thought we should have used him more. Maybe he and Dak weren't on the same page necessarily.
Wide receivers coach, Sanjay Lau.
Whatever that is, you could tell that Cobb was a little bit frustrated with how he was not being used. Because when it comes down to it, he's always been known as being prolific. I love me some hot sauce, of course. He was a great player for us. But when you look at Cobb is a guy that has the experience as well as the ability. And I thought he was very underutilized. When he caught that pass to give him a quarter of a mil in bonus, if you guys recall, you know, he slammed the ball down like, man, y'all should come to me all the time.
Yep.
Now you look at it with CeeDee Lamb, not as much experience. You know, I don't know how he can get loose like hot sauce used to get loose in that slot. But what you have is a pick your poison offense, which is what you love. We're talking about Cooper. We're talking about CeeDee Lamb. You guys, I know you guys feel it. The young man Gallup on the other side. He is waiting for a breakout year. It's I can see it, guys. I can feel it. This guy is one of the more underrated athletic players on the entire Cowboys team. All he needs to do is get that. I think his attitude needs to be more aggressive. He needs to go He needs to go down to Grambling and get his butt whooped a couple of times and jacked up by some DBs. But really, he needs to, I think, if he's tough physically. I think mentally, he needs to be more aggressive and just realize how talented and what a game breaker he can be. I have a lot of hope for that guy, even more than CeeDee Lamb.
I hear you. Hey, Cubby, before we let you get out of here, it is Juneteenth. And in Texas, we've been celebrating Juneteenth forever. There's a lot more significance
so crazy.
This year.
So
but,
crazy.
Hey, talk about what you plan on doing on Juneteenth. I've actually had some parties with you on Juneteenth, eating some barbecue and stuff back
in
the day.
Yeah, you know, that's our Independence Day, right, Chris?
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yep.
We've always been like that, on, I guess, the west of Mississippi.
Yep.
We couldn't get those bougie brothers over there on the east side. All they had to do was cross the river and
right.
tell each other what was going on.
Right. But it's just like 4th of July. Come on, man.
I'm so mad. I'm mad at the brothers, too, on Juneteenth. I'm mad at the brothers from my boy Springs always talked all that noise.
Yep.
He said we were too dumb in Texas to realize it until 2.5 years later.
They didn't tell nobody.
he knew better, man.
He knew
anyway,
better.
What we do, man, is because it's going to be mixed with Father's Day, it's just going to be, you know, my day. I'm going to be out by the pool, sitting back with some grapes in my hand, right?
Yeah.
I might,
the king of the backyard.
I might put a Caesar's robe on or something and just sit back and, you know, just let them have it. Imagine let them just please me and serve me the way I should be served as king of the household, brother.
There you go, man. You have a great Juneteenth and a happy Father's Day. We'll see you later, Cubby.
Hey, you too, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
There he goes, Everson Walls. Always a pleasure to talk with Everson Walls. Very fun stuff right there. That's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good man to talk to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.